The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
I hate bullies. I hate bullying. I hate the whole... I just hate it.
So do I. It's, you know, and bullying is a major problem in South African schools. Yeah. But I'll tell you, Emmanuel Peterson, he was on Igoli and High Rollers and shows like that. Yeah. He's a South African actor. Yeah. He was bullied throughout his school career. Mm. You know, it started when he was about 8 years old, carried on right until he was a matric. Yeah. And he says his first experience of bullying was when his own very close friend ostracized him from their group. Started there, and he was bullied because he was poor. They couldn't afford things like a school kit for sports, and so it just got spun out of control from there. I chatted to him this week because he was in Durban.
Emmanuel, how rife is bullying in South African schools?
You know what, Terence? It's actually getting a bit worse. When I was a kid, it was already quite bad, but no one spoke about it. And the arrogance that comes with the bullying at the moment, it's like all the kids think they're cool because they're bullying. Mm-hmm. And because they're forcing their views on other people, because that's basically what it is.
And why do you think it's such a huge issue?
You know what? The problem is, parents have gotten busier. They're not paying attention to the children. And now the schools, because obviously I see a lot of schools and I do a lot of counseling and a lot of coaching with kids. What happens is the teachers think, okay, cool, we're not allowed to hit the kids anymore. And now we can't do anything.
Let's talk about your own experience. Take me back to the first incident.
Well, you know what? We were actually very good friends. Our parents they worked together. So we grew up together. It started, you know, simple name calling. Probably about grade four. That's standard two.
About 8 years old.
Yeah, probably about 8 years old. And then as we grew older, it just got worse. You know, start talking behind your back. You notice very quickly if you walk into a group of people and all of a sudden they keep quiet, all of them.
And then do you start getting paranoid?
And then you start getting paranoid. So you start going into your own head. You start being treated badly at school, where everyone starts talking about you, calling you names. Then as puberty hits and, you know, guys become stronger, then you get pushed around. I did technical drawing, and my dad bought me my first drawing board. I had it a week. School started, new year, and I got pushed by six guys, and I fell, and the board broke. Yeah. And I mean, I had to go through the whole high school with a broken drawing board. That's my earliest memory of the physical side of bullying.
And so when these incidents occur, what is going through your mind as a kid?
Well, rejection, number one. I mean, people don't like to be rejected. And up to today, I don't like rejection. The problem is you get rejected the whole time. Kids at school don't want to be your friends. And when you get bullied, it's even worse, because now no one at school wants to be your friend because they don't want to be bullied as well.
So if there's one bit of advice that you can leave with parents, what would it be?
Well, number one, accept your child for who they are. Listen when your kids speak, and I'm not talking in words, body language. If you see your child is becoming emotionally unstable, listen and ask questions. Talk about it. Bullying will always be there. But if we teach them that it's not right from an early age, and if kids see that the parents are trying to make a difference, then they start thinking, okay, maybe I'm get involved as well.
You know, it's such a major problem in schools, and apparently it's been increased by the use of mobile devices, yeah. Social media in school. A recent survey said children have been hospitalized, criminal charges laid, reconstructive surgery had to be done, and in one case, a child's spine was so severely injured that the doctors didn't give his parents much hope for him walking again. And according to parents.com, the Department of Education has a number of resources on bullying available to teachers, principals, and schools and governing bodies. Yeah. But there's no regulation standardizing anti-bullying procedures, but every school has a code of conduct.
Yeah.
But even though they do have the zero tolerance stance and they have anti-bullying policies, it still continues. So what Emmanuel has done now, yeah, is he's using his platform for good, as it were. He goes around to schools. He started a campaign called Talk, which is Tolerance, Appreciation, Literacy, and Kindness. And his campaign's called Resolve. And what he does is he goes to schools around the country running anti-bullying workshops, talking about his experience and telling parents and kids how to deal with it. So, I mean, awareness is key.
Absolutely key. And I think also parents, if there's one other thing, a little caveat to take away with, we get so worried and we focus on, is my child being bullied? And we don't put enough attention to, is my child a bully? 100%. Which is equally as important to look out for and to curb.
100%. And you know, I spoke to a bully, and I'm going to bring us that interview sometime soon, Anatomy of a Bully, why he had become that way, and how he went into his adult life also being an abusive person. So it has far-reaching implications.
Oh, I look forward to that one. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.